So East Trinity is a classic textbook example of an acid sulfate soil site back in the 70s. They were trying to put sugarcane everywhere. Over there looked quite good. So they drained the area. And by 2000, the amount of acid that was being generated out of the East Trinity site was 4 megalitres per year. And at that stage, all of New South Wales, from the acid sulfate soils, were generating 8 megalitres. So it was really right out there. It was really cooking. So these are the amounts per metre cubed of soil. Down to 1.8 metre was being released 5 kilograms of sulfuric acid. So your typical pH right around the site was 3.4. And obviously this is the range. This is the mean. The range was huge, from extremely low values. Now the sulfuric acid then, in those sort of quantities, was ripping apart all of the soil materials quite well. So there's plenty of aluminium being released into creeks. The values here were 10 milligrams per litre on average, not peak values, and the limit that's allowed is 5 micrograms, so this is just right over the top. The team then that started looking at it at the start, in Firewood Creek, they had a look and decided that it was really in a pretty bad way. The whole situation then, with this amount of aluminium floating around, ensured there was no bits of biology. So the approach then was simply to flood the area. The flooding then puts the buffer capacity of seawater over the top of the site. It also ensured that the soil then went back to anaerobic conditions. And they treated it with lime as well, on an automatic basis, to ensure that the creek pH went back to a normal sort of pH realm. So it's been quite successful. People looking after it now are Department of Natural Resources, Mines and Energy, and the involvement of JCU has been minor, but we've had a little bit to do with it over the years. Certainly, Bernd had a PhD student that found a new mineral over there in the course of her PhD or a master's that she was doing. Yeah, there's a new mineral found in these acid sulfate soils. So this is a picture of their little auto-treating plants that add lime to